I know some of you are probably thinking, who is she? Or for the naysayers, you're probably saying, well, who does she think she is? Well, let me just tell you. Some would say I'm a stereotypical Black woman with a not so stereotypical life. What I mean by that is that I was born from unwed teen parents and later raised by my grandmother, like a lot of Black Americans. I'm a first generation college graduate who attended the University of Florida, go Gators, got a degree in psychology, made lifelong friends, joined the illustrious Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, Incorporated, and had a ton of amazing adventures along the way. After undergrad, I moved to Tampa for graduate school, and it was here that I met my loving hubby, Kenny, who has been by my side through all of life's twists and turns. We bought a townhouse in a really nice neighborhood that some like to say is so far in the boondocks that people are like, oh my God, girl, how long does it take to get to your house? And all I see is woods. And are you sure I should keep driving? Yeah, it's far out, but I love it. We had a beautiful son who is now 10 years old, and just to think about my baby being in double digits makes me want to cry, so let's move on. After becoming a mommy, I joined a few mommies groups, and oh my gosh, the craziness, laughs, tears, and drama that go along in a mom's group, you can have a podcast just about that alone. But I made some really great mommy friends who are just friends in general at this point. After working in my field for many years, I landed a job that has my dream schedule. Like for real, sis, the schedule I prayed for like 5 years. And about last year, we started to travel a bit with our son because he was old enough. We went to Houston, and my hubby and I took a couple's trip to the mountains. We went to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and we loved it there. And then we also did one of those inclusive, like, family hotels with the water park inside the hotel and everything for my son's 10th birthday. It was amazing, and my son has a little bit of a travel bug, so it was great. We were all set to do more trips this year when all of a sudden a freaking pandemic hit. Like, really? Come on. So with that being said, and the fact that I'll be turning 40 this year at the end of the year, I decided I should do some of the things that I've always wanted to do but have been too freaked out to do or too busy up until now. So here we are, folks. I'm making a podcast. I'm expanding my garden. I'm getting certified as a yoga instructor. And I'm opening an Etsy shop, all while trying to do my normal mommy, wifey, therapisty, friendsy, and Christiany things in the middle of a pandemic, mind you. I'm also trying to maintain my sanity in a rapidly changing, racially charged world during a global pandemic again. Trying to grow my edges, drink enough water, work out, look somewhat presentable, eat healthier, raise a Black boy in America, not kill my houseplants, and wrangle my 16-year-old Chihuahua Apollo and our two sassy guinea pigs. Y'all, pray for me. It's exhausting even just thinking about all the stuff I'm trying to do right now. I hope you all are willing to come along this journey with me and continue listening and have fun with me and listen to all the crazy antics that go along with this wacky ride. So, with that being said, let's jump right in. So far this week, there's been a lot of cool stuff going on. I have really been shopping Black-owned businesses now more than ever, especially with everything going on in America. I finally got some packages in this week, and let me just tell you a little bit about them. So I received my order from Organically Bath and Beauty, and it's a really great company. It's out of Texas, and they make organic, vegan bath and body products. So I ordered a raspberry bubble truffle bar and a cucumber melon bubble truffle bar. I would say I really like the smell of those, but unfortunately they didn't have enough bubbles for me and they did not ship well. They were like crumbles by the time they got here. I'm not saying that I would never order them again, just maybe people who live maybe in that same state should order them. Maybe they'll come like in a more put together fashion. I don't know. I also ordered some amazing soaps, which I truly, truly love. I ordered the cotton candy scented one, which is my all-time favorite smell. A watermelon one that was so aesthetically pleasing that I almost don't want to use it. Do you ever buy stuff and then it's like, it's so pretty, I don't want to open it? Yeah, it's one of those type of things. And apple harvest soap that smells like fresh apples, and a banana appeal soap. They all smell so good. They're great quality. They're huge. And I think they were like $5. $5 for vegan, organic, boutique made soaps. How can you beat that? So I really like those. I haven't tried them out yet, but they smell amazing. They do have a hint of a mint smell to all of them. I'm not sure what that's about, but it's a really light undertone. You can really smell the actual flavors, like the apple harvest smells like apple, watermelon smells like watermelon, but it's got a hint of mint, which I'm fine with because I like the smell of mint. So I received my order. Those were great. The packaging was great, and I can't wait to try them out. I'll keep you all posted on how I like them when I actually use them. What else is going on? I guess everybody, not everybody, but most Black Americans and people who are super woke are kind of feeling the same way with July 4th just passing. I couldn't in good conscience celebrate this year, especially with everything that's going on, pandemic, police brutality, murders of Black people without anyone being held accountable for them. You know, it's just not a great time for Black Americans in America, sad to say. So I get it that some people are celebrating their independence from England, but if we are going to be historically accurate, when that happened, Black people were still slaves. So I'm not sure why we even celebrated that holiday in the first place. But I'll just say, for me and my household, we choose to celebrate Juneteenth, and we'll continue to do that and only that celebration until America makes some changes. Now, speaking of making some changes, have you all heard that Kanye is running for president? Lord, I can't even. I mean, I just want everybody to be really mindful in what's happening. Don't split the Black vote by voting for Kanye because it's a Black man. You have to remember that Kanye has his own issues and no experience in government. And we haven't heard any speeches of what he's planning on doing. You can't just vote for him because he's Black, y'all. Let's remember, he's also the person that is a big Trump supporter and said that slavery was a choice. Come on, y'all. You got to do better than that. Also, he was in financial ruins almost and about to file for bankruptcy before Kim and Chris stepped in and helped him manage his money. I like Kanye's music. I liked old Kanye's music, and I like his new religious music. But I don't think Kanye is the best person to represent our country right now. That's just my opinion. What else is going on? I guess the other thing is I've been working out like a mad woman. I'm going to be 40 in December, and I want to be fabulous in 40. So I need to get it in gear. I have I don't have 6 months left anymore. I have 5 months to get it in gear. So I've been working out 5 days a week from this group that I found on both YouTube and Instagram. It's Effects Workout, I think it's what it's called, but they are amazing. It's good music that I would listen to normally. The coach is so intense and he kind of yells the whole time, which I kind of like. I like an abusive trainer, if that makes sense. Not physically abusive, but one that pushes you so hard that you feel like, okay, I gotta keep going, because if he's gonna scream this loud and be that intense the whole workout, I should be working out as intensely as dude is screaming. So his workouts are so intense. I literally am like a pool of Jell-O afterwards, shaky and I'm sweaty. And then the next day I'm so sore. To me, that means I worked out really hard. I don't know if there's any science behind that, but that's what I take it as. I call that the hurt so good. But I really love it. If you guys want to check them out, look up Effects Workout or Effects Fitness on either Instagram or Facebook. They host live workouts at least once or twice a day. So that's what I've been doing. And yeah, that's pretty much what's going on with my family right now. What have you guys been up to? I don't know. Leave me a message. Let me know. And I hope you'll continue listening. And I appreciate the support.
Well, what can I say? I like to keep it short, sweet, and to the point sometimes. But again, thank you so much for listening. Please come back next week for another episode of A Unique Perspective. And until then, be safe and be blessed, everyone. Bye-bye.